This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
Bards, the original sorghum malt beer.
And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 101.
I can do that on fingers now, right? 101. That's X-rated.
Ouch. My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith, and this is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where walk the line between serious and ridiculous, but this is a random show.
It is a random show.
So I will not talk any MMA.
Well, we have to talk a little. Let's discuss a couple of things.
Let's break shit. We should be breaking shit.
Well, maybe we did that already.
Maybe we did. I don't know.
We're working on a new segment, so beware. Be ready.
Yeah, we'll see how that one works out.
We'll find out. We put it on tape. Could be cool. Could be not cool.
It'll be epic.
No one knows.
Whatever we do is epic. Trust me.
Should we get some MMA out of the way?
Yeah,
I have a couple topics.
Go.
Number one.
Shoot.
John Jones, the pay-per-view numbers are in. Nearly a million buys. 700,000 pay-per-view buys for that pay-per-view. Can you believe it? What are your thoughts?
700,000.
Yep.
It's a big number.
It is a big number. When was the last time that happened? Brock Lesnar? GSP?
Yeah, those are your fucking cash cows, so. I would hope so. There's a fuckload of promotion, right?
Yep.
Training partner versus training partner, all that good shit, so.
Man versus man.
Yeah, it is man versus man.
Yeah. So it seems to me that John Jones is becoming like a superstar for the UFC, and the guy that they can put out there to replace someone like a Brock Lesnar who's now gone, may return, may not, who knows. Mm. He happens to be in Chicago today, actually.
Oh, is that right?
WWE happening tonight.
Oh.
Not that I watch wrestling, but.
He should give the win bonus to Caprito. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
But speaking of John Jones, will he get a UFC tattoo? Will he go that
part
far?
Of a sponsorship?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Go for it, then.
Possible. You got the bottle opener by any chance?
I hope so. Here.
This is a random
I'm going to need it right back, though.
That's fine. I just got to open one beer.
All good.
So, and.
What?
Did you see this week's Ultimate Fighter show?
It was pretty fucking awesome.
Thank you.
I would almost venture to say it was the best one I've ever seen, but I can't remember all the previous ones.
There were some good ones in the past, but what was your favorite part about it?
Well, the fight was pretty good, but I think the Ronda
Rousey?
Rousey. I think her epicness on the show was probably what takes the cake. One, being the first woman. Two, judo throwing the fuck out of everybody on the show. And then, like you were saying when we were talking beforehand, three, the awkwardness in that house.
Yeah.
The guys don't know how to respond. Like,
there's a chick here. What are we going to do?
Like one guy's over there, like, beating off in the corner. Like, what are you doing, dude? Especially when they haven't seen a woman probably in forever, right?
I guess. Maybe it's awkward.
Except for the ring card girls when they're doing the fights.
Yeah. Maybe they just, you know, it's a reality show, so guys are afraid to look stupid on camera. So as soon as a chick comes by, they don't want to be like, hey, I'm the guy that's, like, latching onto the chick or whatever. But she played it off cool. I thought she was kind of annoyed by the fact that nobody really wanted to hang with her, I guess. I don't know.
It's sketchy.
And she's pretty beefy. Like,
uh-huh.
When she's not cut for her fights, she's like, she's kind of scary.
What are you saying? She's like 185? She's like Gina Carano? No.
But what
missing
are they,
weight?
What are these guys fighting at? 155, right? This episode, this season? 155? Shit, I forgot now. I think it's 155.
Sure.
I would say that she looked about on par with the guys as far as size.
She was throwing them around like ragdolls.
Yeah, and she was doing, I picked up a couple nuggets there, some of the takedowns that she was doing, some of the judo throws and stuff that, you know, she was showing the guys what to do.
Yeah.
I think they were really impressed, at least the way they cut the show together. It looked like the guys were like, whoa, this chick is, no joke. So I liked it. I thought it was funny. I laughed my ass off on the couch watching this. And I would like to see her back. I'm still not, one of those guys who's like, oh, Ronda Rousey, I would like to impregnate her. It's not really, not my style of chick, but she seems like she'd be cool to have beers with,
She seems like the kind of chick that's going to judo you down and then fucking ride you. And you're not going to have a choice whether or not you want to stop or not.
Hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. She's going to take control. She's going to be the man in that relationship. So you probably don't want any part of it. No, not when she's putting a strap on and fucking, like, bending you over.
Take it.
Because she wants to be the man.
Maybe she's not into that. What? She's probably like a big pussycat in the sack, you know?
I have no idea.
Tough chick, but really, really just soft.
I don't know. She seems like she's got that Y chromosome. Not like not like Cyborg, where it's like...
Dude, that's probably... Cyborg's probably a big pussycat, too. That would be so funny.
No way. They're both dominant. They're both dominant males in the bedroom.
No,
does that make sense? They're alpha.
But on the exterior, but the interior, it's different. They're soft and cuddly and snuggling.
It's like peanut butter.
They want to hold hands and be loved.
Okay.
And have their feet rubbed.
Sure. They probably want buttered popcorn, too.
Yes.
Whatever that means. Fucking there we go. Little tangents.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there was a question on Facebook that we're on this topic. Somebody asked us, I should check. Hold on. Somebody asked us who we thought was the female. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys.
Go ahead. The hottest female
fighter. You know the question?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hold
which on. One makes your junk hard?
Okay. That's one
Isn't
way
that
to it? Maybe. My Facebook is loading. By the way, the app for the iPhone and iPad for Facebook fucking blows. It never works.
Why don't you just go through the website then?
What website?
Just go through the internet. Don't use the app.
The app sucks balls.
Yeah, just go through the...
It always runs slow as shit. Hang on a second.
I could just not be a dick and look at it because I have everything right there.
Asshole.
I was like, oh
hold on.
It'll all work out.
Hang on. There was a question. I know I saw it earlier in the week.
What female MMA fighter gets your dick the hardest?
Is that the
Brandon Weinstein.
Is that actually the question?
Yes.
Okay. Go.
Old school throwback fight, Gina Carano.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'm going throwback.
Although Gina is one of those girls who, out of competition, she kind of looks different. Let me say.
Well, she missed weight a few
politically
times.
Correct statement. She looks different in
She's Crush, isn't she? Versus is that show still going on?
Crush?
American Gladiators?
I don't know. Oh, I don't watch that. I don't know. I used to. I remember when I was a kid, I watched the shit out of that show. Did you watch that show?
It was epic back then.
It was awesome. It was like the first of its kind with these beefy...
We need tennis ball guns.
That was my favorite one, where they're hiding behind those targets all the time. This guy's like,
pow, 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 motherfucker.
That shit would hurt. I would be like, these guys would get pelted.
But you know what they need to do? You ever, like when you're a kid, you ever take a tennis ball, you puncture a little hole. Don't do this at home, kids. You take a tennis ball, you puncture a hole in it, and you take lighter fluid, and you fucking load it up in that fucker, and then you light it on fire, and then you can kick it around. And then in college, what we did is we would play hockey with the flaming
would
ball.
Would it explode?
No, unless you stepped on it. If you stepped on it and it shot the hole, like all the lighter fluid would be a stream of fire.
Okay.
You could play hockey with a flaming ball. It's fucking epic.
Nice. No, never did that. Didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, don't well, maybe try that.
Don't try
home,
this at home.
You know.
Or try
neither
it.
Neither here nor there. Anyways, so what was the original question again? What's the hottest female fighter for you?
I know, he's going to say, what the fuck?
Stop it.
What do I,
she's not a fighter.
What am I going to say?
Cyborg.
No.
Cyborg.
No. Not at all. Come on. That's not a woman. That's like a dude. I'm just saying.
She was bigger than the other cyborg in that Sports Illustrated body issue.
No, Marluce Conan. I like her style. She's more.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. You do. Just saw a picture. Didn't
she
just win a fight?
Yeah, she did. She's got the tattoo. It's kind of, you know, would be. Pretty sexy, you know. I don't know. That's my style. So there you go.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Once again, this is why we can hang out, because we would go out to the bar if we were single and, you know,
there'd be no issues.
There'd be no problem. It'd be all good. So, all right, moving on. Let's see. Should I get through some of these questions?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Dustin Rounds wants to know, and this is MMA related again. There's a lot of MMA questions. But the UFC signed Hector Lombard. And this guy's calling out Anderson Silva. How do you think he's going to do in the UFC? Dustin would like to know.
Well, they actually announced his first fight.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's going to be fighting Brian Stann.
Welcome to the UFC.
That's a tough fight. How is he going to fare? I usually pick against everybody the first time they come into the UFC, especially when you're going to come in from Bellator. What is it? Big fish in a little pond over there. Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Housekeepy, you grab your pillow.
People remember that sketch.
You joke you off.
Epic. What kind of hotel is this? Anyway, how will he fare?
That's a good question. He's beefy, dude. Isn't he like really built? This guy.
Yeah, he is. He's totally natural.
You know what I'm saying? Stan. It's all good. He's gonna pass the
test. I think he's gonna lose.
Probably. Stan is
That's
no
a
joke.
Tough fight, man.
That guy's a tough guy. So it's going to be hard to say. When did they say that was going to happen? In the late summer?
I want to say it was in August.
Okay. The 150, which they just announced John Jones is fighting Dan Henderson at UFC 150. That's happening. There's going to be a special.
No, it's going to be UFC on Fox 4. That's what Stan and Lombard are going to be.
Okay, nice. They keep these numbers. There's too many numbers now. Every channel has a number.
We got FX.
Right. Fox, Fuel.
Fuel, Fox, and then the numbered cards, too. What? They should just number them all. Why do we have to be like Fox 4, FX 3, Fuel 17?
Because it's like levels of epic cards. Is, you know, if it's a pay-per-view, it's going to be just the number.
Mm-hmm. It is.
UFC 150 is going to be epic.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Where's that one in? Colorado?
I think so. We should go.
Let's go. I haven't been there since
spring break. And Colorado is just like California. They have dispensaries. All we have to do is phone a friend who has headaches frequently.
When we dial that one in?
Yes. Ryan Smith already messaged us. He said he was going to go. Our friend from Colorado.
Might have to go. We're going to have to do some skiing, though.
Not in August.
Fuck, you can't ski year-round in Colorado?
No.
What the fuck is this?
You can go horseback riding.
No.
You can eat buffalo and bison. Dude, you can get it right off the fucking...
I want to ski. If I'm going to Colorado, I'm going to ski.
Not in August.
I'll wear my shorts. I've done it.
Not in August.
I've done it in
March. The ski season's like... I want to say it's like October through April. Something like that.
They got mountains. Aren't they tall enough? They don't care?
No. Not snow year round.
I can't go then.
I don't think so.
I can't go?
It's beautiful there.
It's true. It is. Where were you at when you went there?
Steamboat Springs.
Never heard of it.
It's a beautiful place. Stayed right on the mountain. You can ski out. It was awesome. They had 28 inches of snow while I was there for the week. It was crazy. I woke up one morning. I was like, it snowed 14 inches.
Nice.
Okay. Sure. So you get on this huge gondola. You go way up to the top. And then you get off that thing. And then you got to ride like two more lifts. And you're still not at the top. And you finally get all the way up.
It takes you a half hour to get down that fucker.
Oh, no, like 3 hours. It takes you a while. And then they have a restaurant in the middle. I don't know if it's still there, but they have like a stopping ground because the mountain's so huge, you can go have lunch. You can literally go all the way up, make a few runs, and then eat, and then go back up and make a few runs, and that's like your whole day because it's just so long. It's not like here. You know, the runs are miles and miles and miles. I remember that was the most scared I've been in my life, I think. I
went triple black diamond.
I went off. I wasn't paying attention.
I think it was a double.
It wasn't black. A triple. I think it was a double black diamond. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention, and it was just like a regular like black or I forgot the rating system now, whatever it is. Just something I can handle because their diamond is a diamond here is not a like
no
a
no no
it's a whole different thing.
It's like so, you're like the kiddie park here in like Illinois, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin area.
Yes. So, no, I remember going down, and it was bumpy because it gets bumpy as the day goes on because skiers, you know, they make the moguls and stuff. And I remember, like, wow, it's getting really steep. And all of a sudden, it was like, wow, this is really steep. And I just remember stopping and going, holy fuck. I look up, and I can't go up, obviously. And I'm looking down, and I'm like, I'm literally scared. I'm thinking, I'm going to die on this thing because it's like this. And what are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing you could do. You can't.
You have to go down there. Yeah. You don't have a choice. Just fucking go sideways.
It took me, like, 2 hours. I'm like... And finally, I think one of the like emergency guys came by or whatever, and I sat on the back of his snowboard. What do you call those things? Jet ski? No. Snowmobile?
Mm-hmm.
For a part of the way? So I was just,
it's a jet ski
on the mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yes, I pussied out halfway down. They had to come get me and rescue me.
You could have just sat down on your skis. Did you ever do that before?
I don't ski. Snowboard.
Oh, that's sissy. I don't know about that.
Snowboarding is not sissy. It's way more crazy than skiing.
I've never tried it.
Snowboard?
I don't know if I'd do
it. It's epic. You can't, you just.
I like skiing.
Yeah, I can.
Because then you
too.
Can lose a ski and then you only have one. And then you're fucked. And then you watch that thing, it's like a missile going down the hill. Like, man, that is going to wreck somebody.
I like snowboarding. You've never snowboarded?
No.
Dude, it's a whole different. It's a like a chill kind of mindset. You just kind of ride and do your thing.
Is it like surfing?
Sort of, yeah.
Is it like skateboarding?
Yep.
I have an epic skateboard in my garage.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does it have afterburners where you can like light them?
No, I think it's from like seventh grade, so it's like a fucking
a long body.
It's huge.
Yeah, I saw a dude riding one of those like California style ones, the like six like footers
surfboard.
Yeah, down your neighborhood when I was driving here one of the other days, I forgot when.
That's how we roll out here.
Like, look at that guy! What the hell? Where did he get that? He was just like real chill, just kind of.
Did it have a motor on it?
No,
too,
no, he was just really
working
just,
it.
Yeah, it's working it. Looked
working
fun.
It.
But.
Nice.
So yeah, where were we saying? Colorado, UFC.
Yeah, 145? UFC Colorado, and where we've been. I was at Keystone.
That's Keystone. Nice too. It's not far from where Steamboat is.
We went there. We skied there. We walked through Vail, but we didn't ski that. It was just
Vail is like. Stuck
yeah, little, that's why little, we went there just snotty. To see what it was like, and it
Ferraris,
100%
and Porsches, and diamonds.
Very
and,
snobby.
Tight asses.
Very
and
furry.
Fake tits.
Yeah. They feel like elbows, by the way. Just so you know.
Depends. Never know.
What?
It depends. If they're excessively large on a woman that shouldn't have them, then yes. But
well, what? How does that happen? Like, why do they feel like an elbow? Is that because they gotten old?
Yeah, they get hard over time, or they're bad, or they're too big for their body style.
Or they've been groped so many times. Is it like what do you call it? Maybe like a silly putty type substance where mm-hmm. you keep playing with it, it gets hard. Maybe it's like a Rubik's Cube.
They harden over time, I think. They do. I think fake tits are bullshit. It's false advertising.
nobody likes them. Don't subscribe. Go real or go home.
That's right.
And don't breastfeed.
Go big or go home, too.
Or wait, breastfeed, but don't breastfeed for a long time. Just suck the life right out of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, but it helps women lose the baby weight, too. Part of it. And it's good for the kid.
It is. It's really good. But it's bad for the man. Good for the kid, bad for the man.
Everything is in cycles. What are you going to do?
Like, speaking of cycles and steroids.
Whoa. It's a good transition.
What happened with this ovary shit?
Oh, yeah. That was this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he basically had his doctor come in and say he was incompetent.
Well, how much does that cost?
It's all this guy's fault.
How much does that cost? I want that guy.
Here's 10 grand. Go in there and tell him it's all your fault.
Yeah, I will pay you so much money when this is all said
and
done.
It still didn't work.
Well, it did to an extent because he should have got a year and he got 9 months. Everyone else gets a fucking year. Sonnen gets a year.
Did Sonnen get it? Oh, he did get a year.
Thiago,
but none of those
Silva
guys,
got a year.
It's in Vegas.
Cyborg got
it's
a year.
It's about money, and the athletic commission makes money for the state. And I feel like they let him off with 9 months because they wanted to give him an opportunity to collect that money before the end of the year for the state of Nevada. So they like, fine, you can fight in December. You can do your big ass fight then. So we're still gonna cash in on you. I guarantee you, he gets his license, and he's gonna have like the epic pay-per-view of all time. You know.
But here's the question: what do you think his weight's gonna be? Do you think he's gonna be Uberium, or is he gonna be?
He's not
normal?
Coming off the cycle.
Well, he doesn't have to right now.
No,
but
no,
is he still? Well, here's another question for you: since he was supposed to have two random drug tests and he failed the first one, is he gonna get hit up with a second one? And then
no. I don't think he does.
They'll probably tell him then.
They'll let him know. Or it'll be like, hey, 2 weeks from now.
Make sure you have good piss.
Yes.
And did you hear the story? I know I joked about this before. They said that he ran away and they had to catch him.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it.
He tried
to
disappear.
I was joking about that saying, if I was him, I would have just run. Just run.
Did try
run, Forrest.
Yeah. He's like, I'm out of here. Oh, I thought this thing was over.
Yeah.
You guys still need me?
That's fucking funny.
He's like 1 foot in the car. I'm like, hey, Mr. Overeem, wait a second. Yeah. So, I don't know. The UFC said they're cracking down on this. I think it's bullshit.
It is. It's so done. Just fuck it. Do steroids.
Do steroids? Well, you know what? I was talking to Comprito about this, and you know, he's very much against...
He's anti-everything.
Very anti...
He might even be anti-fun.
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't choke me.
He does like to eat, which is a good time. And he likes to train jiu-jitsu. He's actually very fun to hang around with. Yeah. But he's very against steroids. But he kind of relented a little bit recently and was like, you know what? The whole thing, really, the honest truth about what bothers me about the MMA and UFC is that it's illegal. So I feel like guys are cheating. But if they would just make it legal in some way, shape, or form, it wouldn't bother me so much. But at this point, what's not fair is that there's some guys who can get the good stuff, some guys who get shitty stuff, other guys who don't do it at all. So it's like, it's not fair. And if you're going to want to compete at the highest levels and have the chance to make that big pay-per-view money, you're going to have to cheat. I think you really do. I mean, a guy like GSP, I'm not saying he's doing it, but would you say that a normal guy on the street, even very gifted, can look like George St. Pierre or look like Overeem? Or look like...
They could look like GSP, but you can't look like Overeem. There's no way.
Yeah, well, now GSP is pretty cut up, too. I'm just saying, there are those who think that the man is not necessarily clean and clean as a whistle himself, so...
Well, how do you think... I'm not going to taint anybody. I'm just going to say, well, let's look at Dan Henderson, because he's one that is on the
TRT.
Yeah.
But he's not really big.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, you'd be surprised at who is actually on it and who is not. If you did a blood test on everybody right now, you'd lose everybody.
Yeah.
80%, 85%, but who cares? I think Phil Barone even said, like, why don't you want people to be the best they can be?
Yeah.
You
know? Well, he's obviously on the other side of the fence in this discussion. It's all good. Yeah, I mean, and then you got Kenny Florian speaking out against this, and Mr. I dropped 50 pounds in my career, steroids blow. It is what it is. It's very strong in either direction. So
true. I think people should be the best they can be.
With drugs or without?
How can you be the best you can be?
With drugs. Right. That's the only way.
They're safe. If you're monitoring, if you have your blood doctors.
Yeah.
Looks at Randy Couture.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. They can check all your vitamin levels.
That's the only thing. If they're going to do it, you got to make sure you're doing it safe.
But not everybody can afford that. So are you thinking the UFC should kick in and take care of this for these fighters? And
pay for their drugs?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm okay with that. should not test. Yeah. Well, remember
does wrestling do that?
Well, they came out and said, I remember there was a time a few years ago where they said that they were going to test all the WWE wrestlers and make sure everyone's clean. Give me a fucking break. Those guys are the most juiced out of, I think, anybody on the fucking planet. If you look at, it's not a sport, but entertainment level, right?
You still have to be physically gifted to be in that sport.
Well, there's no doubt of that.
It's definitely a sport, but I wouldn't say it's a competition.
Sports entertainment.
Right. Very good point. Yeah. It's not a competition. That's for sure. It's more like, you know, an athletic display of strength and speed and power and poor acting ability. Bad acting.
I don't know.
So
I haven't seen it in many a year.
I saw
except
Brock.
Except for the little, like, Brock's comeback.
I just, you know, after seeing him fucking destroy Frank Mir or whoever in the cage, watching him do, what is it called, the F5 or F-bomb?
I don't know. I keep forgetting it.
I don't know, F5. I think it's F5. It just doesn't do it for me. So I know that there are those who love it, but for me, I can't watch wrestling.
It's like me trying to watch boxing now. I keep going, fucking kick him! Leg kick that bitch!
They always break him up when they get in the clinch, too. Yeah. Break him up.
Well, fucking throw a knee! Throw a knee! Mm-hmm. Can't. I just blew everyone's speakers out yet again.
It's all good. Hey, no charge. Bring up boxing.
Yo.
On the Rogan podcast, I meant to bring this up last week.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Rogan podcast, they mentioned that the Irish fighters, the bare knuckle fighter guys that they had on YouTube, like they're calling each other out. Knuckle, okay? This is the documentary.
I gotta write this down.
Watch this shit. I was, I felt like, I'm like,
knuckle
I'm like
a, up, bitch.
It's like I'm watching a train wreck or an, you know, like a car crash or whatever. I couldn't stop. What, Knuckle. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's called Knuckle. It's about these two families, or I think maybe three actually, who no one knows why they hate each other. Okay. But they keep making videos to each other. So one family's like, oh, I'm going to fight you. You're a big pussy and I'm going to kick your ass and I'm coming there. I'll take anybody and whatever. And they send the video to this other family. And then everybody watches it, right? And then this family makes a retorted video. And the next thing you know, they have a bare knuckle boxing
video. A retorted video? It says somewhere between retort and retard.
Retorted.
It doesn't make any sense. Awesome.
This is my own word.
Keep going. You're on fire.
No. We did shots earlier, one shot. And
it's all good. Don't worry.
My brain is mushy.
I just found the official film trailer.
Knuckle. It's called Knuckle. It is worth your time. If you have a chance, watch this because it's just, it's crazy, man. These families, they're actually related. They're like cousins. And you found it? Yeah.
I gotta see this fucking trailer. A war There's between a three families.
It's three families. There you go.
There are no rounds. Oh, fuck. That's bare knuckle, bitch. They're taping up.
Yep. It's been going on so long that they got kids fighting of where their dads fought, and one dad got his ass kicked by the other dad, so now the kid's calling them out like the other kid when they get of age. It's pretty epic.
This is so funny.
I'm going to have to find this. Email me that, please, so I can overlay it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's worth your time, for sure.
Fucking shit. It's There's some Netflix. Epic shit going on here.
I'm sure you can find
here.
It on YouTube or whatever, too, if it's like a free stream or whatever you want to call it. Knuckle! It's fucking crazy. And I watched another documentary, too, called Takedowns and Falls.
It's What's
about,
that?
It's a wrestling movie about a high school wrestling team in Pennsylvania. And these guys are, their coach has got cancer. It's a pretty good little documentary. Which got me into watching this last week, the Greco-Roman Olympic trials were on TV. Did you watch that? It's really weird. It's
no.
You're like, no, I didn't watch that. I don't know why. It's like the grappling is making me crazy.
Let's watch some grappling.
No. It's fun to watch because it's like, it's not a lot going on, but there is a lot going on. You guys know what I'm talking about. The grapplers out in the crowd, people who grapple for living or for fun.
Who have half an ear.
Right. So check that one out too, and definitely check out Knuckle because that's worth your time. I suggest you have a few beers before you watch Knuckle because it's more fun that way to watch these guys because you can't understand half the shit they're saying. It's just like blah, 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 these Irish.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like just looking at that makes me think back to like bare knuckle fights, just street fights. Like,
yeah.
Man, I haven't been in one of those in a while. Not that we need to get in one now. I'm past that, but there was a time where Matt used to like the sound of his fist punching another man's head and hearing the pop of a fucking your fist hitting someone in
Thud.
The face. No, there's a pop. Okay. It's not the normal sound of
well, watch that movie. You'll
thud,
hear it.
But there's a popping.
This guy's
noise.
Fighting for like 2 hours, 40-minute freaking bare knuckle fight. It's crazy.
Fucking awesome.
Just keep getting jacked. That's a good one to watch. As he slams his beer. Should we go back to Facebook?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, okay. Back to MMA.
Yeah.
Nick Diaz, did you hear this? He is suing the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and I think he may actually have a case here.
He's got no chance.
You don't think so?
Well, what's the lawsuit? Let's hear it. Lay it down!
I don't know what the lawsuit is.
What is he suing for?
Huh?
Emotional distress?
No, he's basically saying that the grounds on how they denied his license were not proper because like the way he didn't test positive for marijuana, he tested positive for like you know,
metabolites
or whatever, and they denied him his license and according to all the stuff I read online and the way they present their case, I think he has a case. I really do. And not only does he have a case, but if he wins this thing, it's one of those groundbreaking like Roe versus Wade like cases where if he wins, this is going to set precedence for shit that happens in the next few years.
Who? So if he's suing the Nevada State Athletic Commission, where does he file that lawsuit? And then who hears it? Is it in a Nevada State Athletic Commission, are they the ruling body then?
They are. Because
remember
I think
how,
like
there was something.
Supreme Court, something?
Something happened before where there was, I think it was with Sonnen and his steroid issue, where he had issues or someone had an issue,
mm-hmm.
and the people he was going against were the same people that were
Let me look this up.
What was going to happen and what the outcome was. So it's like how it would have to be in another court. For this to be fair,
he's claiming violation of due process. Hang on. Do you want me to read this to you?
Yeah, go ahead. Spew.
His suit centers on three allegations. Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to have his temporary Fucking ads. Hold on. Sorry.
Stupid.
Goddamn ads.
Fucking ads.
Okay.
Click on them, by the way.
Yeah, click on our ads, not the other ones.
Yeah.
He wants to have his temporary suspension lifted and to not be required to go any further proceedings. So he says he did not get his due process rights. The NSAC violated his injunctive. Fucking hell. Hold on a second.
You're out of control.
Okay.
You're out of line.
They're in violation of two codes. The first one is that it requires the commission to determine the outcome through proceedings related to the order of a summary suspension within 45 days of the suspensions. So, like, because this is still going on, they're saying the term is passed. And, they haven't really... his license has been suspended indefinitely. And what he's arguing is that it's not legal for them to do that because of the whole situation. Because they haven't found anything that he technically did wrong. He just tested positive for metabolites. So, in essence, they haven't really found any substance in his blood. They just found, like,
a trace amount of semen. Like on your dress.
Right. Exactly. I mean, basically, he's fucking suing
them. He's going to lose.
He's not going to
lose. Beat the man.
No, they have a case. I'm telling you, they have a case.
Beat the man.
I've been drinking, so I'm not a lawyer either, so... They have a case. I read this the other day when I was totally sober and I was fully fed and my brain was working. Things are good. Okay. Now I'm hungry and I'm drunk. So it's a whole different.
You're out of control.
A whole different story.
You're out of control.
I'm not out of control. I'm just saying.
Go on. He's gonna lose.
He's not gonna lose. What happens if he wins?
Nothing.
If he wins this, then what? Then. Okay, you got guys who test positive now for whatever substance.
They'll stop testing for weed.
It doesn't have to... Well, okay, so that's one thing.
But weed makes everything feel better.
Even getting punched in the face?
Even pain.
Makes pain feel better? I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
Okay, well.
All right.
Moving on?
Yep.
What else? You got Facebook open.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Brian wants us to drop a bowling ball through an old tube TV.
That will happen.
Anyone
already fucking did that.
Aluminum foil into a microwave, which I've done before.
That.
My roommate almost burned the house down in college by doing that because he wasn't paying attention, and he put like some reheated thing in the fucking microwave. And I was downstairs, and the power started fluctuating, and I go upstairs. And I'm like, oh my god, the house is on fire! Everything was all smoky, and the microwave was burning. The back of the microwave, the electrical circuits were on fire. Yeah.
We did do that once.
Mm-hmm. It's not pretty.
We did a lot of shit in college. You ever have those fucking quiet hours on your dorm room floor?
No, I lived in a townhouse, so I never did the dorm.
You never had a dorm
or
experience?
House. No, never did dorms. I just did the house thing.
Well, they had like quiet hours, so we would go down to the creek or whatever, the lagoon. There you go. Under the fucking lagoon by our dorms. We'd catch all these
toads
and frogs. And you know how you have there's a bathtub in one of the bathrooms. There's two bathrooms. Ours had a green and a yellow one. The green was gross. The yellow one was clean. Depends who used which one. And some dirty fuckers on your floor. So we're like, fuck it. We'd grab a bunch of toads. We threw them in the goddamn bathtub. And we got the hell out of there. So then it's quiet hours. But all these years, right up. Right up. It's fucking driving everybody nuts.
That's awesome.
Right up. Right up.
Why are there toads in there?
Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
That's crazy.
Some of them decided that they needed to go down the elevator chute. I had no control over that. Some of them wanted to be hockey pucks. I had no control over that either. Some of them wanted to be target practice for someone's BB gun, and I didn't have any control over that either. I'm just saying.
Torture. Torturing these poor animals.
Parachute. We should get like parachutes and throw them out of the 8th floor window.
That's awesome.
Anyways, good, clean fun in college.
I think so. I'd have to say. I have another question.
Go ahead.
Yogesh Mavilla would like to know if people at your jobs know about your show. And if yes, what do they think about it?
Yes, they did know. That's always an awkward thing, especially like when your boss calls you into his office. And he's like, hey, I just saw this thing the other day. Is this you? Oh, yeah, that's me. Wow, you know what the fuck you guys are doing on YouTube. We got to get you to talk to our marketing department because we're doing stuff over there. It's not working. Like, yeah. And then everyone else, it's an awkward thing. They're not sure how to take it.
Yeah.
So how about your work experience?
You know what? My boss, I'm not sure, but I know my coworkers know and several, you know, people know what I'm doing out here. I don't know if anyone really watches this regularly or whatever, but I don't know. I don't care.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Whatever. It is what it is. I'm too old now to really worry about what other people think. So it's me. When you watch the show, this is me. You know, this is what I'm like. I'm not racist. I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to live life and I'm trying to have fun and this is fun. And if my job doesn't like that, then, you know, I can just find a different job where they can appreciate my ability to be, you know, diverse and enjoy things and just live life. You know, you can't expect people to be pigeonholed into these little, so I don't know. They know, but they don't know, but who cares?
Yeah. It's always awkward because you're always like, how is this going to work? I know this day is going to come.
Sure.
What's going to happen?
Yeah. What I worry about is if I quit my job or get fired or whatever and I try to find a new job. If you Google my name, this will be very easy to find 100-some episodes of us talking nothing, randomness, drinking beers and swearing and talking about pussy and
not
fighting
worry,
and
kid.
Getting your ass kicked and all this stuff and stories. So, yeah. If my
it'll be totally okay.
Future employer watches this. Sorry, but this is me. This is what you get. So you also get a very highly ambitious person with goals and all those things. So
ready to work hard.
Ready to work hard. And gets
fucking
the job done.
24/7. Yep. There's no day off. I know. Yeah.
I get the job done. I like to think, you know, so who cares?
Just like in the bedrooms.
Plural?
I don't know.
There's more than one.
Exactly.
Okay.
What else you got going on?
From the fans?
Sure.
Someone
wants you to fucking drink a beer real fast.
Oh, then not tonight. We can do that. I saw that. I will school you.
What? Whoever. You think so?
Maybe. Not anymore.
I don't know.
I might throw up if I try. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to get some freaking Miller Lite, though. I'm not drinking slamming blue.
You might as well go Keystone Light, then.
Yeah.
That shit's water.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It's no Bards.
So we should
Bards
do that. We should do that. They want to time
beer.
Us.
What's that?
Well, they want to time us. Does your beer come in a can or no? Because I can do the shotgun trick. That'll go quick. You know that trick?
Yeah. That's like cheating. You got to do. Oh, if we poured these in a glass, though.
Glass.
We could. Yeah. It just sucks out of a bottle because you got to.
Yeah.
We will do that.
I was never the best at slamming beer. I had some friends, though, who were really good at it. It's all about being able to relax your throat, throwing it down. So that's a multi-talented.
No, nothing.
So I wondered about those guys that were very good at chugging beers, though. You know, they might be good at doing other things.
Exactly.
So beware. I don't necessarily want to be the fastest guy.
You don't want to be. But you can. Fuck. There was a bar back in college that it was Molly's. You had to ride the rail, and I forgot what the fucking deal was, but I think it was. I want to say it was a total of. What the fuck was it? How many beers was it? Maybe 8 16-ouncers or something fucking crazy.
Like 100 ounces of beer?
Nasty beers. And we had a contest to see, like, how fast can we fucking do this? And then after you do it, you get a fucking t-shirt that says, hey, I rode the rail and blah, blah, blah. And I think we did it in, like, a fucking hour straight. And this is when I knew I had a problem in college because the guy that I was doing it with, we were both trying to keep pace. He fucking threw up right on the table because we did it in an hour.
Ugh.
And I think it was 8:16 ounces. I'm gonna have to double check that. But we did it in an hour, and he threw up on the table mid beer drink.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh? I may have a problem. I'm now the drinking champion in our house, and I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Because you always start off like you're only drinking on like Fridays and Saturdays, and then it becomes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then it becomes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you get into the Tuesday.
Then Monday is.
I think it got to a point where we were doing every fucking night of the week except for Sunday. We just kept it straight one. And
Sunday, like, you went to the movies and had popcorn. And
yeah. Like, man, my liver, not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
Because you got to pace yourself. You can't blow it out. But you got to have a little bit of fun if you're in college.
You do. We had the Century Club, they called it. 1 ounce of beer every minute for 100 minutes.
What does that work out to? 100 ounces?
Yeah. In like, like an hour and a half, basically. An hour and 40 minutes.
He's trying to make me do math.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but I urge you to try it. Have a shot, 1 ounce shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes. It's 100 ounces. That's.
Yeah, how much? I can't do math, Ingo. God damn it. Huh? There you go. Calculator out.
Is it 1 ounce or 10 ounces? I forgot. I think it's 1 ounce.
What's my multiplying? 100?
I don't know. What are you doing? 12 ounces divided by
100. That's 8.3 beers in 100 minutes then.
Yeah.
That's doable.
I know it's doable.
Shit. I remember, fuck, I don't know what I want to say. I remember nice we would drink a case of beer.
Maybe 10 ounces?
We used to drink a case of
beer.
Yeah,
but you're like, you're unusual. I think for me, that's a lot.
But that was Keystone Light because it was like, Was it $6.99 for like a case? It was ridiculously cheap. And that shit tasted like Keystone water. You'd get like a 30 pack for like $7.
Yeah.
Back
well,
in the day.
Keystone. Good. Yeah. I remember I used to go to Michigan State a lot in the 7-Eleven right there in downtown.
Yeah.
They had, I don't know if it was Keystone or Pabst, I forgot. But it's a 30 pack of beer for like $8.
Yeah. It was like dirty
what?
Cheap. They might have like hops and shit in the bottom of the can.
Like, how can they even sell it for that? In Michigan, you have a deposit, so you got like 30, it's another $3. So it's like $11 for, a freaking 30.
If you're in college, it's like you want the cheapest, like cleanest, leanest fucking beer you can get.
I guess. I don't know. I wised up near the end of my days and moved to better beers and drank less and still had a good time and didn't wake up the next day feeling death.
Yeah.
Like I hate those days where you wake up and you can just. It's like you don't. You can your nose. You smell your stomach. It's like your insides. You can smell the alcohol from the night before and the food and whatever fucking chili cheese dog you had at like 3 in the morning.
Man, well, we used to have this place. I think I told this story before. It was called Burritoville. So like at the end of the night, fucking everyone would go there, and my buddy, I was like a chicken hawk at the time. I'd just sit there and wait. Because he would always order his big fucking Mountain Dew and his big ass burrito. And I am broke as fuck. So I'm just sitting there waiting. Just fucking pass out already, motherfucker. Because he would always like take like 3 bites and have his big ass Mountain Dew in the other hand and then just pass out. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
Sweet.
I'm fucking happy. And then there'd be those nights where he wouldn't pass out, and I'd be so fucking pissed off. Like, man, aren't you getting fucking tired? Man, that is a lot to be eating. It's a lot of sugar, a lot of carbs. It's weighting you down. Can I help you out? Let me get a bite. I don't know. That's what college reminded me of, being poor. When you're making meals, and you're taking
noodles.
No, you're going rice, you're using peas, and you're using steak sauce. You're mixing those together, and that's a fucking meal.
Yep.
That's when you're poor. You're poor as fuck. And you're using a credit card to buy groceries because that's all you got. And you can't make the minimum payment. So there used to be a time where you used to buy shit and then return it, and they used to count the credit, and you could use that as your minimum payment. They don't do that anymore. But there used to be a time where you could do that. And then you just kept switching balance to a new credit card and cancel that credit card. And the next thing you know, you come out of fucking college and you owe $35,000 worth of debt. Those cocksuckers. It's a racket. It's like that and the mortgages. Like, you look at how much a mortgage costs these days.
Don't remind me.
Like, say you're borrowing, I don't know, $150,000. Like, you're going to repay, like, close to, like, I think it's $260,000 in interest charges. How the fuck is that legal?
It's legal.
How the fuck is that legal?
Well, the banks love you.
Yeah, well.
They are your friend, even at 6% or 4%.
Whatever. And it's even the rates are so low, but you still get fucked. I think it's just, it's a system to keep everybody down, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
The rich get richer.
The poor get poorer. And then we just keep making the podcast.
Yeah, fuck it.
100 shows.
Yeah. I got 101.
101.
Man. It'll be 102 next time.
You can still count. We're still in the game.
I am so on tonight.
Should we do sponsors? It feels like it's time.
Go ahead. Is this show sponsored?
I don't know. We have MMAHQ.com, awesome. The world's best MMA daily deal site. Featuring the latest, brightest trends and plans, they send one item per day until it's sold out. Also, check out their sister site, BJJHQ, and martialartssupply.com.
Nice.
We also have betdsi.com, where you can bet on all things sports, including MMA.
Enter code MMA Nuts for a boners.
Boners. You get boners. Bonus?
Yes. Bonus.
Okay. Also, we are sponsored by
Bars Beer, best gluten-free beer in the world. As a craft beer, it happens to be gluten-free. You can go to barsbeer.com, find a retailer or a location near you. And I got to read this one. They're also sponsoring Dane Moxlow of Tiger Racing for the remainder of the 2012 Pirelli World Challenge. So they're actually going to have
F1.
I don't know what the fuck it is. They're going to have their fucking logo on a car.
It's nice.
Epic.
Sounds like F1. That's crazy.
I want to see a picture of the said car. Mm-hmm. I was just notified. Wow, that's fucking cool. Oh, and you should also check out MMA Facts on Twitter at FACTSMMA. Sound epic?
It's epic.
Oh, did you know we went over 1,600 fans on Facebook?
Yeah!
And we've probably given away a Pride hoodie.
We have? Who gets it? You have it here. You can give it away.
I do things with it that probably Dirty shouldn't things. Be done with it.
Yes. He does. He sexercises in it. It'll be reeking of wretch when you get it.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I have to say, we were discussing this prior to taping.
Good.
And I just discovered Game of Thrones recently.
Yeah.
I started watching
you for so long. Like, you got to check this out. There's midgets.
I was afraid.
There's naked. There's epic battles. There's severed heads.
And there's lying and deception.
There's full bush.
Backstabbing. Is there full bush? I missed that.
Well, it's retro, man. Epic you got to have a bush.
I know there was a cock in one episode. Some big
It was a big and black.
A cock. No, it was a big white cock. You know, I think one of the, like, ogre guys or whatever. Or I don't know. Don't you remember he came out running around with his
No, I don't. I must have blocked that out.
It scarred me. One of the episodes.
Like,
yeah.
A cock comes out and just like, I black out.
That's a lot of cock. No, dude, I started watching it Wednesday, and I finished the entire first season and then some, and it's only Sunday. So I've watched like 12 hours of Game of Thrones in 4 days. I feel like I'm wasting my life away here, but
no,
it was worth it.
Epic,
it was really good. That is an awesome show. You guys, if you have not watched it, I'm sure I'm the one that's like last on the list of people are like, dude, you haven't watched this show? I have not, and now I'm watching it. And
it's like HBO's got a lot of good shit.
Always. I remember, okay, let's talk HBO epic time. You had
Sopranos.
When you had Sopranos. You had, what else is good? I don't really watch True Blood and all that stuff.
I started watching that.
Is it good?
I'm kind of into that.
Are you? But I remember, like, back in the day, HBO had that one show where the dude was living in his apartment. You know what I'm talking about? There was real sex on HBO.
They keep playing, like, the reruns.
Do they?
They not run new ones of
no.
that?
I'm like,
this
long
is time. From, like, 2000. Yeah. What the hell? They got, like, there's a foot fetish clan, and they're all rubbing their footsies.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for Paul Harris to get into one of those. Like,
leg lock.
Speaking of no one's looking.
Bunny bar.
Yeah.
No, they had that one show with the guy. I forgot the name.
Here he goes again. They got that one show with
the
guy.
With the guy. You lived in an apartment.
Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, that's a good one, too. But
I never watched it, but.
No, you did.
No, never.
No, he was like a.
They got this show with that guy.
show with a guy. The Sopranos. I think Game of Thrones may actually have potentially trumped The Sopranos. That was my favorite series of all time. And for some reason, this is like, with what's going on with the show, it's really making me think like it's potentially in a couple of years, if they keep it going like this, it's going to be better than Sopranos. There's so much wacky shit going on in that show. So many different like storylines. It's so confusing. And one guy is fucking another guy, and then you're walking around and he's getting jacked.
You got brothers fucking sisters and having children. Yes. And you got bastards and all sorts of craziness.
It's crazy.
I may have just spoiled it.
Don't worry. If you haven't watched it yet,
I'm
we
sure
given
everyone's
away
watching
just
it. It's
watch
all good.
It. It's all good. So HBO's a shit. I have Showtime too, but they're not so great on. I watch Californication. I like that show.
It's on Showtime, right?
Yeah, and Shameless is good too.
I got rid of Showtime.
Shameless is really good. It's about people living in downtown Chicago on the South Side. It's a good show. It's got William H. Macy in it.
South Side.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I gotta look at my telephone.
I'm hungry.
I don't know what kind of food I have.
Chow down and when I get home, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, here's something cool. I got to pull this up here. Did you see, there's some dude who just built this mini Star Wars arcade game. It's the size of a wine bottle. And you remember the one? It's like, I think it was in 83 where it had like the, fucking TIE fighter or whatever. Shit.
I was like five.
Deal
okay.
with it.
I remember.
But it's a fucking actual working game. Like, there it is, and there's like this video of this guy like fucking built it and did whatever. I gotta get to the, like,
you gotta email me that. I gotta show
nuts and bolts of like this shit.
It's madness.
Like, I don't know why you want to build it so little, but it's fucking cool as shit.
Epic.
It works. Like, look at this fucking thing.
It's a wine bottle size arcade game.
I don't know why you need it. Awesome. Maybe you have, like, a bunch of, like, little people in your house, but it works.
Little people. Midgets running
no,
around.
No, that's not midget. Like, that like, would be a little small. Person.
Like the Indian? Is that the Indian movie? Yeah.
That is fucking ridiculous, though. Come on, boot up already.
People have too much time on their hands. Listen.
He had to forge the joystick is no joke because it's like this yoke thing. That's right.
You think this guy's got wife and kids?
You know it.
He's like, honey, I got to build an arcade game. Okay?
See, he's talking about the yoke.
Is he from the U.S.?
I don't know. He's talking about the backside. I want to get in the gameplay, man. Let's get some fucking gameplay. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, let's see some gameplay, bitch.
This guy's little fingers.
Look at his little chubby hands playing the game.
Are you serious? Why on earth would you even do this?
It's so ridiculous. But it's awesome at the same time. Sentence.
It is. I think this guy has never been laid. he's like, fuck it. I got no chance. I got
Look
no
at
thing.
His hand dexterity.
I'm making a Star Wars arcade game.
Any woman would love his hand and
he
finger
it
dexterity.
Out on, he takes girls on dates. He's like, would you like to see my Star Wars
you
arcade
You could have
game?
About a million games in your room if you built them all that size. Or you could just build one that plays all of them.
Epic. That's your mom, your mammy, your...
Mame.
Mame, whatever. Your mame generation.
What is it? That's not my mommy. Mommy. Let me talk about my mommy like that. Anyways.
Oh,
it's kind of cool.
That's
for
email me that. For
shock
sure.
value.
That's pretty awesome. It's epicness of epic potentials.
Something.
So I don't have any viewer mail because we discussed
well,
it all.
You did a lot of it.
I did a lot of it.
The.
So is there anything you have to discuss before we shut this down?
Why is a man trying to find the woman's G-spot on an 83-year-old woman? Well, he said he found it.
What?
By the way. What you didn't read that article?
No. What channel was this on? Is this a website I frequent? This is on the front page of MMA
Well,
TV.
There's a couple of things.
83-year-old woman's G-spot?
Yeah.
Take that. Why is he looking for a G-spot?
I have no... He found an 83-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think she was dead. Yeah, she was definitely dead. But he said the G-spot is a distinct grape bunch-like structure within a bluish sac located in the back of the vagina. It's okay. I was just wondering, what do you think that tastes like on an 83-year-old?
I'm not sure. My tongue cannot get that far.
Beef jerky? Used hockey puck?
I used hockey puck. Oh, God. No, it's like my jock strap after like 2 hours of jiu-jitsu.
No, that's too juicy. You need something that's dry and stale. Yeah.
Well, okay. After I've hung it up and let it air out
yeah,
for a couple hours.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
It's nice and get that funk going, that jiu-jitsu funk.
Ugh, it's all good.
Nastiness. That's gross. It's random, totally random. Got any knowledge for us before we shut it down?
My dog is a cunt. Bit me today.
Oh.
In the kneecap.
Good. Probably deserved it.
No, this one I didn't deserve. I wasn't fucking with her. I just decided I need to be, like, taking her on walks because she wants to pull. And, like, she's way aggressive. Too aggressive. So there's a house down the street where there's, like, three fucking crazy dogs. And there's this big bark fest when we get over there. And she goes into this fucking frenzy mode where it's... And she doesn't listen. She's got the blinders on, so I'm putting my leg in front of her to try to, like, prevent her from seeing them and going crazy. And she just fucking went right into my fucking kneecap. And I almost choked her, but my wife and my daughter were with me. And I had my hand on her. I almost rape choked her. I had my hand on her throat. I'm like, this is going to look bad in front of everyone in the neighborhood. But I'm like, what the fuck? You just bit me, dog. You can't be biting me.
Yeah. You got to put her down. You got to Caesar Milan that shit. That's what he does.
Does he have, like, the touch of
no, that? No, you get him, like, right here on the neck. No, you don't have to squeeze hard. Just hard enough. And you put him down on their side, and you dominate them.
But I don't want to do that in front of the other dogs. That's the problem.
Oh, you don't want to show her up in front of her
peers. Yeah. She needs to look dominant then.
Gotcha.
But then, like,
yeah.
I bit her.
You bit her back.
Joe Rogan was saying, like, he bit his dogs. I'm like, I'll try this.
Well,
bitter.
You know, I have two dogs. One of them, which is pretty submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Which in the beginning, I was doing all that weird shit.
Yeah.
I do like weird stuff, like watching the dog whisper show or whatever. Like if she would get too crazy,
uh-huh.
I would put her down on her side and then I would just lay on top of her. And then they say like if you do that, the dogs think like you're dominating them, so eventually they just become submissive. But the other dog, Maggie, the black one, mm-hmm. it doesn't work on her. I don't know. I tried that many times, and she would lay there all free. You know, you see your eyeballs just like looking around, like, what's going on here? But then she's still crazy, so I don't know. I think it depends on the dog.
Yeah.
Your dog's a hunter, though, right? A lion killer? What is it? Deer killer?
Rhodesian. It's like probably 90% Rhodesian Ridgeback, and there's part German Shepherd in there. But sometimes you do the wheelbarrow with her. I grab her back legs. Fuck it, I was doing that the other day, and she was trying to bite me because she's like trying to get out and like fucking turn around. I'm like, bitch,
chill.
Yeah,
chill.
I'm like, listen. I'm like, I'm gonna stop feeding you such a protein laden diet.
Yeah,
and then you'll be a little less aggressive.
Give her lots of Taco Bell and McDonald's.
That's not even meat.
That'll make her sedentary.
It's like fake meat.
She'll be chilling.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Kill it.
That's been this random edition of MMA Nuts. Hope you enjoyed it. We certainly did. I don't know what the fuck we talked about because it's just
it's always a blur. It's a whirlwind. And
it is. We will be back, though. We with some actual UFC discussion next week.
Come on. MMA. There's UFC on Fox.
Four, three, two,
three.
One, three.
Jim Miller, Nate Diaz going down. May 5th.
I have to make one comment before we go. Fuck MMA Uncensored. Did you watch that show?
I don't watch it, no.
No, you should not watch that show. Because Mike Straka, what a fucking piece of shit. Jim Miller was on this show, okay? Yeah. And he was answering questions, and Straka's hammering him about, well, why do you think you're in the line for a title, and what makes you think? Like, dude, you're totally disrespecting this guy. He's fucking sitting there. Like, Jim Miller is tough as nails. And Straka wouldn't let him talk. He just kept... I like Straka in his one-on-one interviews, but that show, first of all, Nate Quarry is the best guy on that show. They should get rid of everybody else. They got fucking whatever, John Attic or whatever.
The fuck. Well, they like to talk like this sometimes, Ingo, because we've got Nick Diaz as our first guest this week.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick Diaz, you've just lost a close decision, Carlos Condit, and then you test positive for marijuana. What's going on?
Exactly. It's a fucking piece of
radio
shit.
Radio silence.
Dude, I watched it. If you watch that, if you haven't watched it, watch last week's show of MMA Uncensored. Total dog shit. Fuck that show. I'm not watching it anymore. My TiVo, I've deleted it. I'm no longer copying it. So you lost my vote. Fuck that show. I hope it's off TV. Nate Quarry, you deserve much better than those two jackasses.
Have you heard anything about burning bridges?
What do you mean?
Me? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Fuck
those guys, motherfucker.
No, seriously.
Take a dick in your right ear.
You know what I'm talking about.
Are you damn right.
Struck.
I can't
you should
hear
chill
you.
Out, man. Respect the fighters. Not cool. Seriously.
I'll unfollow him now.
Are you following him? I like his one-on-one.
We are following him. He just got unfollowed now.
Okay. But no, okay, I like his one-on-ones because he's had like, some good ones, but I was like, wow, really surprised how rude he was on the show. And, you know, I don't know if these guys are just competing for airtime, trying to see, you know, who can talk the most.
It's a pissing contest.
I guess. Fuck Mike Strzok, it's kind of a harsh thing to say.
No, you went with it. You know, I'll follow you.
Fuck him anyways. Are you unfollowing him? Done.
Fuck you. You have one less follower now.
Nice.
Take that. Put that up your ass and
smoke
twist it.
Okay,
so it's a twisty time.
All right. Gotta wrap this up. Gotta watch Game of Thrones for this week. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. You know what I'm saying.
Straka.
Inga Weigel.
Mike Straka. Matt Griffith.
Mike Straka. Nice. We'll see you later.
Sorry, I need a dick in my hand. Thanks for playing.
Wow.